Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Washington Senators and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Estilella. Batting second. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Chartak. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jimmy Pofahl. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bob Repass. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sid Hudson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Sid Hudson. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Moncrief. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Moncrief. And now, play ball. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella strikes out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spence for the out. Two outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge strikes out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pofahl fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Pofahl. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hudson. Clift moves to second. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Early settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Repass settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Campbell moves to third. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campbell scores. Vernon moves to third. It's 1-0, Senators. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Vernon scores. Early moves to second. One out. It's 2-0, Senators. Bob Repass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repass strikes out. Two outs. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Early scores. It's 3-0, Senators. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-1 in the game. Estilella hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into right field. Chartak picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Chartak. Judnick moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pofal fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Pofal. Judnick moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Repass settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to home to get Judnick. Lobbs moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-1 in the game. Chartak hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chartak for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Early settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Repass settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards second. Repass throws towards first. Vernon fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Vernon. Cullenbein moves to third. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. McQuinn moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Early hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pofahl hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a pop-up towards third. Estalella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-1 in the game. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Repass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repass is 0-for-1 in the game. Repass hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hudson bunts towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0-for-2 in the game. Estalella hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Senators. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-2 in the game. Spence strikes out. Two outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-2 in the game. Chartak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Estalella fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into left field. Campbell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Campbell. Clift moves to second. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cullenbine for the out. Clift moves to third. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clift scores. McQuinn moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Senators. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Vernon hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Early hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pofahl hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Tony Criscola pinch hits for Bob Swift. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Glenn McQuillan pinch hits for Bob Moncrief. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Estilella fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 1. The Senators will come to bat. Rick Farrell now catching. Frank Biskin now pitching. Bob Repass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repass is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Repass hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hudson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Estilella takes first base on ball 4. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-3 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-3 in the game. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Gutteridge moves to second. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cullenbein hits a fly ball, foul, for a double play. Gutteridge moves to third. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gutteridge scores. It's 5-2, Senators. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 2. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-3 in the game. Chartak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. one out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Vernon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Early hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn juggles the ball. That's an error on McQuinn. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pofahl hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Repass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repass is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Repass hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hudson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Hollingsworth pinch hits for Frank Biskin. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.